I consider your heavens, the work of your hands, the work of your hands. When I consider your heavens and all that you hold in your hands, what is man that you think of him, the son of man that you visit him, that you draw him to your side and then fill him with wonder, show him your dwelling place. When I consider your mercy new every day, new every day. When I consider your mercy filling the earth every day, what is man that you think of him? Who is man that you visit him, that you draw him to your side and then fill him with wonder, show him your grace. What is man that you think of him, the son of man that you visit him, that you draw him to your side and then fill him with wonder, show him your dwelling place. Fill him with wonder, show him your grace. Fill him with wonder, show
That's from Psalm 8, the Tehillim in Hebrew. Let me just read the verses that this song calls forward. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and stars that you set in place, what are mere mortals that you concern yourself with them, humans that you watch over them with such care? Adonai, our Lord, how glorious is your name throughout the earth. You know, this psalm actually became the vocabulary for a long time. Research project, you might want to say, from my youngest years. I was so fascinated with creation. Then reading the scripture that says that God's message, the message of his grace and his splendor and his majesty and his love is broadcast every day throughout all his creation by the very things that he's made with his hands. But yet, why would he show them? Well, obviously, to someone with eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mind that can begin to glimpse what God himself has thought and his motives. Thus the question, why would you ever visit man or be caring of what is our plight as human beings? So I think that this psalm is, to say it out loud or to sing it in this song, is just an invitation by exhibition, by witness of the quandary that comes and the awesome atmosphere that it produces inside of us to behold his heavens. I went on in the song to elaborate on that question of why would you even think of humans? Why? I mean, you're so far beyond anything that we can imagine by saying, when I consider your mercy, there's the real thing that's going on in our hearts. Why would this God, this Creator, this Father of all that we know and see and can discover, do it except to get our attention and to invite us back home? You know, many times I've realized that I sit at a piano in a gathering that's talking about worship or exercising worship or at least exploring the subject, and I'm there just to bring a little note from this magnificent Father of ours. How majestic is your name? How glorious is your name in all the earth? And that little note comes from him to his children saying, I miss you. Please come home.